We don't have a prayer. Or do we? There's a virtual lineup right now. The queue for requests in your email inbox, on your text string, in your USPS box, it's loaded. The political appeals, Congress, Senate, Oval Office, will continue to multiply for the next 11 months. The compassion appeals, wet puppies in cages, kids with cancer at a no-cost hospital, mortgage-free homes for families of fallen first responders, Holocaust survivors living in squalor. They're buying more ads than Omaha Steaks. How do we sort this out? You're already known to be a giver. Those data points are for sale somewhere, and the targeting of requests proves the efficiency of modern solicitors. You can't say yes to everybody. How do you decide where to invest God's money entrusted to you? That question is the dominant issue. The 3 points are indisputable. 3 points? Here's number one. The book says it clearly. Quote, "The silver is mine and the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty." It's Haggai 2:8. Dozens of passages confirm that everything is ultimately owned by him. Here's number two. Our role is to be the trustees of his resources. Paul writes, "Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful." It's 1 Corinthians 4:2. The title, Trustee of God's Kingdom, is awesome in scope and consummate in accountability. And number three, as trustees of his resources, we have decisions to make. Paul writes, "Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." 2 Corinthians 9:7. We're investing his money for eternal impact, and we'll be rewarded at the judgment seat of Christ for our faithfulness and fruitfulness. My opening line, we don't have a prayer. The contribution industry knows how to latch onto emotions to evoke generosity. The challenge that you and I have is to link our minds and our hearts to be in sync with God's mind and heart. We're here to do what He wants done. Through the master's program over the last 27 years, we've been developing and deploying leaders like you to find and fulfill your God-given calling. How are our TMP grads creating impact today? They're founding new ministries. They're partnering with existing ministries. They're giving critical funding to initiatives that need support. What are they enabling? Rescuing orphans, drilling water wells, providing medical services in third world settings, evangelizing younger generations across America, planting churches on the frontiers of the kingdom, providing wheelchairs to disabled people in under-resourced parts of the world, opening schools in countries without educational opportunities. The list of outreaches, meeting needs and sharing the gospel of salvation through faith in Jesus alone is astounding. Only God knows them all. Your contribution to the master's program is an investment into hundreds of ministry initiatives that are benefiting from TMP's graduates who are today living their calling. Are Kingdom Entrepreneurs a heart-wrenching group that will stimulate your generosity? The better question is this: are the myriad missions currently served by our master's community close to the heart of God? My answer, without question, absolutely yes. Join Sherry and me as we invest in the master's program annual fund as 2023 closes. We need about $300,000 this month to finish the year in the black and start 2024 ready to serve and dispatch hundreds of kingdom leaders into their high-impact futures. What is that worth? Click here to link to the page that will onboard your eternal investment. How do you decide where to invest God's money entrusted to you? This is a great option. Make great choices as you finish your trustee activities for this important year.